Oh, you're up.
Oh.
Good morning.
What am I doing here?
I picked you up from a bar on Union Square last night. Apparently, you sampled a lot of their fancy scotches.
What happened after that?
I showed up to take you home, but then I remembered that it's very easy to choke on your own vomit and you live alone, so I brought you here instead.
You slept where?
In your arms. Relax, I'm kidding, on the couch downstairs.
Great. I mean, thanks.
So how are you feeling?
Like my tongue's wearing a sweater. Could you please not do that?
How did things go with Sophia?
Sophia left with her perfect boyfriend, who probably proposed to her with his perfect chin.
What?
She wants a family, Betty. She wants to settle down, drive a car with a back seat.
That doesn't sound so terrible.
It does when she doesn't see you as the guy she wants to do that with. I'm not that guy, am I?
I mean, maybe you could just stick to girls who love two-seaters. You never called back that one Danish girl.
Don't try and fix this, Betty. I lost her.
I'm not trying to fix it. I'm just saying, look at me. Last summer, I was mopping up at a cat hospital. Today, I'm an executive assistant at Moon Magazine. A lot can change in a short time. Don't choke. No, stay.
I don't get it. It was a holiday.
Clearly, some people thought it would be an ideal time to use my office as a prom limo.
Animals! What'd they do?
They polished off 6 gift baskets, rifled through my drawers, and made phone calls from my desk.
What's wrong with people? Wouldn't they be satisfied with watching the parade and the Sound of Music for like the 80th time?
Is that how you spent your holidays, Mark?
In Schenectady, with my family.
And you came back?
Right before the Von Trapps escaped the Nazis. If I leave before Edelweiss, I can be home and in bed by midnight.
Mark, I found this under my chaise. Why are you calling me from the office?
She knows we called from the office.
Who on this staff would willingly eat something that's 15 grams of fat per serving? I'll get it. You studied the teeth imprints. Hello? Ah, Bradford. How was your holiday? Oh, no. I'll turn it on now.
Word has it that Tim, Chloe, and Baby Chutney will stop in Gotham for a layover on their way to Prague. Does this mean that New Yorkers will be the first to lay eyes on the mysterious baby girl? I hope so, because this New Yorker is starting to think that Miss Chloe has been nursing a fat slab of Swiss cheese.
Wait, are you saying they chose us to reveal Baby Chutney? Fabulous.
There's writer contracts that I have to get out today.
I thought it was a paid holiday.
I'm only going to be there till noon.
Right.
Dad, we've got deadlines, and Daniel's been distracted. If I wait till Monday to finish the paperwork, it'll be too late.
Could your boss take his coffee on the rocks?
Shh, Dad, please. Just let him sleep. I'm sure I'll be back before he even gets up. Oh, but if I'm not, just, you know, offer him breakfast. Be nice. Oh, and whatever you do, don't talk about last night. Don't even mention her name. He's in really bad shape.
Who is this woman anyway?
What? You don't recognize me? I'm Memoir Bagisha. Before she shaved.
You know, I kind of miss the good old days when you snuck out in the middle of the night.
Oh, but then we would have missed this.
What do you think, Betty? Can you put me on the cover of your magazine?
Well, I don't really have much say about what goes on the cover. Sorry. Goodbye.
Bye. You, staying for breakfast?
Yeah, sure. Smells great.
You're a guest in this house.
Sophia?
Hola, Betty. What's wrong?
Oh, nothing. I just didn't expect to see anybody here today.
Oh, when you're launching a magazine in 6 weeks, no one gets a Friday off. Is Daniel coming in, too?
I'm not sure.
I'm leaving him a note.
Well, I'll tell him you stopped by.
Betty, I left him 3 messages since yesterday, and he has not returned one of my phone calls. And I'm leaving tonight for Maine.
What's in Maine?
Hunter found some house. 6 bedrooms, huge porch. Says it's the perfect place to raise our future family.
Sounds nice.
Yeah, knowing Hunter, he probably found some old captain to marry us in a lobster boat this weekend.
Mary.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Congratulations. Don't forget to pack your Dramamine.
Betty, I don't know what to do. Listen. I'm not sure I even want to go.
Why?
Well, it's complicated. A month ago, I didn't know Daniel.
Well, have you told him? Does he know how you feel?
Daniel? Daniel, so many women, so little time need? I don't think it would matter. Do you?
What? No, I don't know. I just came here to work. I'm working. I have to get back to work.
Me too. Got a plane to catch.
Can you bring a
pizza,
Justin?
Coming right up.
Oh, don't forget the salt, please.
Yep.
So, what are we putting under our tree?
Nothing. Maybe we won't have one this year. Not everybody has a Christmas tree, right?
Sure. But they're Jewish.
We are putting every penny we got towards helping Papi. Do you hear me?
Hilda, one tree is not going to break the bank.
You always have one.
Hey, boss. You okay?
Hey, Mr. Suarez. How are you?
I'm cooking. Stay for breakfast.
Oh, I'm not much of a breakfast person. Should probably just head home.
No. No. Betty told me to feed and water you. Stay for coffee. You look like hell. Come on. There you go. Come on in and sit down. How about right there? Good job. Okay. I'll get your plate.
Yo, I'm Santos. Hilda's, Justin's father.
All right. Daniel.
Reed. Yeah, I know. I saw your picture in the Post once.
You dated Angelina when she was in between boyfriends, right?
A real player, bro.
Here you go. What about that? Enjoy.
You scared me.
Did Daniel get my message?
Regarding?
Baby Chutney. Tim and Chloe have given us a 3-hour window to shoot her.
Tim and Chloe? Moe's getting the first pictures of Baby Chutney. Shut up! I mean, that's really exciting.
Well, it will be if my son can pull us off. He is here, isn't he? Wilhelmina has called in some staffers, and she's on her way to greet the plane.
Raptor, I was thinking we approached this from a family angle. You know how the firstborn changes everything?
Yeah, I like that. Tell Daniel that since we're short staff, Sophia has volunteered to write the copy. They'll make a great team.
Well, I can't be there, Betty. I'm a total mess. It's all a mess.
Betty, he's a mess. He can't hold down my wheels, and he's got a fever. Baby who?
Oh, no. Baby Chutney.
Baby Chutney? Tim and Chloe have given us 3 hours.
And Sophia's come up with a family angle.
Yeah, Tim and Chloe, explain that one. He sleeps with every woman who brings him coffee, and all of a sudden he's Mr. Family Man?
Daniel, are you still drunk?
Wait, did you say Sophia? My Sophia, what, is Hunter the Chin there too?
Daniel, you have to be here.
I am sick, Betty. I'm still drunk. I can't face her. Besides, what do I know about shooting a family spread, huh? Just cover for me.
No! I can't take charge of this. What is going on over there?
The tree I ordered just arrived.
The what?
Christmas tree for your family.
Why did you get us a tree?
I threw up in four rooms of your house. It's the least I can do, huh?
Well, how did you...
It's no big deal. I just called the company florist.
Oh, my God.
Daniel. Daniel!
Where is he?
He's on his way.
Okay.
Here?
I'm sorry, you are...
This is Bruno.
Jacob. Stylist. I was called in to help him coordinate today.
Of course. Mr. Bruno, hi, I'm Betty. It's...
Where's Daniel?
He is on his way. He's getting a gift for Baby Chutney.
Isn't that your job?
Daniel is very hands-on.
Clock is ticking. We need to talk concept.
You know, we were thinking of something family-oriented.
They're movie stars.
Okay, well, what are your thoughts? Daniel requested that you share them with me.
Really? Well, my first thought is coffee. I like it hot.
Okay.
Here, drink this. It'll help.
Thanks. I really appreciate this.
Oh, well, we really appreciate the tree.
This isn't, Betty's bonus, right?
So we take the door off the hinges and cut off some branches. Yo, Justin, you got a saw?
I got it. You guys did an awesome article last December on how to make icicles out of Mylar. I saved that issue.
Really?
Well, more for the article on that old Queen of Hungary.
I didn't know you were into history.
She used to sleep wrapped up in a sheet with raw steaks. It removed her toxins. Her skin was flawless.
Flawless?
Flawless.
Good for her.
Hi.
Hi. Tell me something. How long does Santos plan on sticking around?
Look, Papi, I can take care of myself.
It's not you I'm worried about.
Well, Justin could use another man in his life right now.
And what happens when this man disappears again for 3 years?
Back off, would you? Give him a chance to be a father?
You can dump the water on it from behind. He can shoot high speed from a low angle.
Genius. Love using that mermaid movie Chloe did for inspiration.
Now if the baby doesn't see the water coming, bam! Pure drama.
You're gonna dump water on the baby? Is that the concept?
Do you have a non-dairy creamer?
Is everybody on board with this? I mean, I personally, I think that a wet baby ambush could be very dynamic. I'm gonna check on that creamer, okay?
Of course I approve, Betty. This is Bruno Jacob's son. He styled Madonna while she was giving birth, made her belly sweat look like diamonds. Tell Danner to get out of the way and let him do his work.
Will you excuse me for just a second?
What about Amanda? Where did she spend her holiday?
I think she went to Vermont. Oh, I can't wait to meet baby Chutney. I hope she spits up on something so I can sell it on the internet.
Now, how could Amanda get back from Vermont so fast? It doesn't make sense.
Excuse me. It's Amanda. Hello? Oh, it's just a text message.
Forget the cashews. You're the one who had to be Nancy Drew.
Look, wait, I can explain.
You held that nut in your hand and you lied to me.
I never touched your cashews.
Oh, no, that was Amanda. You were the one who made the phone calls. You are Nancy Drew.
I didn't learn anything, though.
Then why are you wheezing?
You have a friend in a surgical hospital that likes to chat.
About what?
I don't know. I was drinking and dialing.
Oh, you are done dialing, Nancy.
Oh, I still have 3 minutes.
Why are we getting off here?
Ma'am, we have a flat. Sorry.
We can't stop now. I have to go meet baby Chutney on the tarmac.
Dad, is he there? I need to talk to him. Is he upright?
Technically, yes.
In pain?
Talk to him.
Why talk to him?
Is that Sophia? Don't tell her it's me. I can't deal with this today.
Daniel, I can't hear you. You're breaking up.
I need to ask him. I need his input on this page.
Just call me when you get off the gift wrapping store. Okay, bye. Sorry.
Did he ask about me?
Maybe I couldn't hear very well.
Bye.
Brilliant. Metal is a nice homage. Tim did that King Arthur movie in armor last year.
Oh, if you freeze frame the fight scene, he is not wearing a codpiece.
Can this be tailored?
Maybe with a blowtorch.
Let's go with this. It's edgy.
You know, don't you think that we should wait for Daniel's opinion?
Where is he?
He's coming, but I just don't think that he's going to go for a baby in chain link.
It's chain mail.
Whatever. If she tries to move in that, she's going to need first aid. You know, because their skin, it's tender. And...
Is this your opinion or Daniel's?
Daniel's.
Really? I could have sworn it was yours. And frankly, I'm not about to take critiques from someone who trims her bangs with a lighter. Your boss has 5 minutes to get here, or he forfeits his vote.
Oh.
You made them?
No, that was Betty, years ago, from her glitter period.
Justin, hand me that, will you?
What's that supposed to be? A cow?
Reindeer. My late wife made this for me, our first Christmas in New York. Her feet were always cold, so she put boots on everything.
So most of these are homemade?
Oh, yeah. Careful with that. Older than you.
My mother was busy.
I made this one when I was pregnant with Justin.
Here come the tears. Just watch.
Listen, you, I am proud of this. It took me weeks to weave this straw. Hormones will make you do strange things.
It was the only thing in the house you didn't try to eat.
Please.
Okay. All right. You want to hang it?
Sure. Yeah. Kind of new with this. Gosh. I guess I should start the top or bottom? Middle.
Your family never had Christmas trees?
Oh, yeah, sure. We made amazing trees. Electric trains running underneath, Waterford icicles, you name it. Just weren't allowed to touch anything.
Braces slipped. I can't believe any mother would let her baby wear that.
Oh, we're gonna have to find something safer for the baby to wear, like maybe a plastic bag.
Isn't there anything in here that could work for a 6-month-old?
No, nothing. Yes, there is Kate Moss's spandex dress.
Oh!
No, because I'm gonna have to take it out a bit. Oh!
Daniel! Hey, listen, so they want to put baby Chutney in chainmail, which would rust once they soaked her.
That's great.
No, it's not great, Daniel. If she burps, she'll get lockjaw. Are you feeling any better?
Little. We're decorating your tree. Your family has a lot of cool ornaments. I really like your glitter period.
What?
This is all so new to me, Betty. And in my family, we'd go away on Thanksgiving, we'd come back on Sunday, and the whole tree was done. By professionals.
Daniel, look, we need decisions.
The whole thing was an excuse for a photo op.
Are we going to do this or what? Because I'm going to have to rent a soldering gun. Daniel?
Betty, come on, you're always saying you want more responsibility. You can do this.
And by the time I got in from Queens, it'll be all over anyway. Betty, you're the man.
Oh, shoot. Is it three cranberries and a popcorn or three popcorns and a cranberry?
I'm not sure, but you better ask Justin because he's very particular.
What did he say?
He likes what I do with glitter. And apparently, I'm your man.
I need to get to JFK fast. No highway, just side streets. Now go!
Okay, the only reason I was there is because I didn't want to go home for Thanksgiving. My mom was trying to set me up with this girl who plays the organ at their church, and I just wanted to watch the parade from a safe place. Please say something.
You know the name of the hospital? You know the frequency of my calls? You stepped way over the line this time, Mark. I don't know whether I can protect you anymore.
Protect me from what?
The person you're trying to call is not amused.
We have a big problem.
We do?
The publicist just sent me a sneak peek at the kid. I'm going to need 5 hours, minimum of four.
That's not possible.
Well, then it can't happen.
Why?
Because baby Chutney is butt ugly. We're talking scary.
Well, maybe they just sent you a bad picture. Maybe it was fuzzy.
No, the baby is fuzzy. This child fell out of the ugly tree in every single branch on the way down.
Well, we're talking about a baby girl.
Who's going to require extra lighting and yards of tape for those ears?
Well, they need to catch a plane.
What don't you understand? This kid is hideous.
Well, maybe your concept of what's beautiful is a little narrow.
Excuse me?
If you can't find the wonder and pure joy of a baby and think that it's edgy to drown them in chainmail...
I have been styling for this magazine, Missy, since before you bought your first pair of orthopedic pumps.
Well, maybe that's true. But for the record, your brilliant cover of Courtney Love leaving rehab in a wheelbarrow of pills was our lowest-selling issue in 17 years. So maybe you're not the right person for the job.
Are you firing me?
I didn't say that. But if you don't think you can do it...
I don't. And clearly you don't. So, I suggest that you find someone who designs installations for the Bronx Zoo. Oh, tell him to bring treats. Who the hell is this woman?
For today, she's the boss.
Do you know where you're going? Do you know what JFK stands for? Prod Deep?
You said that side street, this is a side street.
No, this is Slow Street. Pathetic.
City will hand out licenses to anyone.
Would you drive in the old country a goat? Here, have a cab.
Why are we stopping?
You getting out? I do not have to drive nasty person.
Fine. Leave him here.
No, you out. Go.
Let's regroup, call another cab, and see if they'll come to, Dante's Seventh Circle of Hell. Give me your phone. Really?
Oh.
Where's your bag? Oh.
Why isn't she answering her phone?
Betty. Betty, where the hell is Daniel?
You've been covering for your boss all day, haven't you?
Well, at least let me help you.
No, Sophia, you cannot be more involved than you already are.
What are you talking about?
Daniel's not here because of you.
Me?
Yes. You broke his heart last night, so he drank himself sick. And now he's at my house, making little drummer boys out of steel marshmallow.
Did Daniel fire Bruno?
We weren't on the same page.
Well, Daniel better have a concept, because Team Baby Chutney is waiting in the conference room for direction.
Tell him I'll be there in 10 minutes.
I made the frame out of chenille sticks.
Cool. Where'd you find those?
Fabric store.
Yo, what do you say we go outside, get some fresh air, toss a football?
We're doing the tree.
Yeah, we'll give the glitter a rest. Come on. Come out and be a normal kid for an hour.
I don't know, Santos. I mean, if Justin deserts me now, the tree will end up looking like overdressed firewood. I need Justin's eyes. He's got a gift.
Yeah? There's other things he can learn. Things no one's teaching him in this house.
What's that supposed to mean?
Just what I said. Who the hell's taking him to fabric stores?
I am. Come here. Who do you want to come here after all this time and judge anybody or anything in this family?
You want me to just sit by and watch him play with chenille and not say something about it?
No, keep talking. You're going to leave here with a few less teeth.
Look, if his own family doesn't put a stop to this, then I am.
So what? He is comfortable with who he is, and so am I. If you got a problem with him or with us, then you don't belong here.
So you call all the shots, is that it? Okay, Efe. Adios. Don't say I didn't try.
You know, I think I twisted this wrong. Was I supposed to braid it?
Ew. Does Daniel really expect Tim and Chloe to get out of their limo in Queens?
Well, Amanda, they'll be stepping into paradise, the Garden of Eden. Since the firstborn child is all about beginnings, we'll portray the new parents as the first family, a 21st century Adam and Eve.
How do you not have any cash on you, not even an ATM card?
There's $17 in my account. We could go to the bank, but I swear it would be a social call.
The taxis even come to this part of the world. Where are we?
I don't think we want to ask them.
No, we have no choice. Go ask them to borrow 20.
Something tells me they're more into receiving than giving.
Never mind. I'll do it. Pardon me. Hello? My assistant and I are in an absurd situation. The taxi that was taking us to the airport...
Ain't no airport around here.
That's what I told the driver. I'm Wilhelmina Slater. Mode magazine. Perhaps you don't subscribe. Anyway.
What are you wearing, girl? Rabbit?
Actually, it's albino lynx, and it's not as warm as it might seem.
Ooh, girl, shoot. I can make me some fan spillers out of this here puppy.
Back off, girlfriend. Stop pawing my piece, lest you're going to show me some Benjis. You know what I'm saying?
Benji, where you from?
Okay, little Kim. Visiting hours are over.
What, you're gonna charge me to touch you?
She's new in the field, girls, and her corner's a long, long way from here, so...
So you want not to get cut?
Run.
You better back up out of here.
Where's this going?
Near the top. That's where we hang all of our stocking ones. Each have our own. This one will be yours. Oh,
gingerbread stand.
Listen, Mr. Suarez, I'm sorry if I stepped on anyone's toes. I really didn't mean to get in between your...
Please, Daniel. I'm thankful you were here. You'll make a great father someday.
Tim and Chloe in the Garden of Eden? Oh, no, I like it, Betty. It's clever, and I...
And what?
I don't know. It's... I wonder if we'd be better off with something... simpler. I mean, Tim and Chloe, they don't have to be seen in some exotic jungle. Right? They're two working-class kids who just grew up to be movie stars. What if we saw them in a living room? In a row house in some neighborhood? Just doing something a family does. I think you should bring Tim and Chloe here, to your house.
I think he started drinking again.
I heard that, and I haven't. Get them to come here. I've got an idea.
Oh, Sophia! It's you. I'm so glad I caught you. I called your assistant, and she said that you were leaving for the airport. I was hoping that you could maybe drop me off.
Drop you off where?
Home. Daniel's come up with this whole new concept. We're going to shoot baby Chutney in my living room, sort of an old-fashioned Christmas portrait around our tree.
That Daniel has so many ideas, doesn't he?
No, I'm serious. This is his idea. I need a ride, and it's on your way.
How the hell did I wind up in a rundown storefront church in the middle of Queens?
Are we sure there's not a phone in this place? Maybe under the altar.
It doesn't matter anyway. It's too late. I really screwed up this time.
Oh, please. Everyone knows traffic's insane on Thanksgiving weekend. And besides, I'm sure Bruno's handling it. You hire the best.
I can't even do my job anymore. I'm too busy trying to cover Daniels. So distracted. Spending every minute trying to take over the whole company.
You're trying to take over the whole company?
I didn't say that. I would never say that. What I'm saying is I'm not the leader I used to be.
Willie, don't be so hard on yourself. You know what they say. It has to get really dark before it can get light again.
Mark, you are right. Amen.
Here to get us back to civilization.
Is it all sinkholes?
Poor people are so cheap.
With Christina?
Okay, look, I lied. Sophia, I don't want to have to tell Daniel that you might be coming back on Monday as someone else's wife. You need to tell him that yourself. What's the matter?
That was perfume.
Put this one on the back side.
Touch that, and I break your arm. Is that her?
Yeah.
Now I get it.
Mr. Suarez?
Hmm? How do you say I love you and I can't live without you in Spanish?
Te amo.
Te amo.
Y no puedo vivir sin ti.
Y no puedo vivir sin ti.
Good luck. speaks English.
Wow. No wonder he wanted to bring him here. Looks like Daniel had the winning idea after all, huh?
You had a few good ones yourself.
Not that we're really using any of them.
Betty, you're wasting your time at Mode Magazine.
What? Why would you say that?
Because you think with your heart, not just with your head. It took a lot to stand up to Bruno Jacobs. And the people at Mode are never going to appreciate that. Come work for my magazine. You'll have your own assistant within a year.
Oh, I'm not so sure about that.
I know it's a little awkward because of Daniel. But please, just consider it.
Are you really offering me a job?
One with a real future.
Oh, hey.
Where are we? Just about to start. You may want to supervise your nephew. He's trying different hats on the baby. Is Sophia coming in?
She's on her way to the airport to meet Hunter. You might want to go talk to her while you still can. Justin!
Hey.
Hey.
I thought about what you said outside the club. Sophia, I come from a pretty messed up family. Don't exactly have a great frame of reference when I hear the words happily married. That being said, not every family is my family. Thank God. Before you rush off with someone else, I'd like to at least have one more chance. Te amo y no puedo vivir sin ti. You don't believe me?
No. You just said you loved your camera. This is for me.
It's supposed to be a dove. I haven't quite mastered the art of the jelly bean. Maybe later tonight we could pick out a tree to hang it on. That'll be okay.
We're gonna need the replacement card today. Put on your supervisor. 1 minute Slater's office.
Whose idea was it to move a celebrity shoot to Queens?
Do I still have a job? Or who's screaming?
You're off the hook. But it's going to cost you a lot at Barney's.
Amanda, not the roof.
All right, so you're sure you don't want me to stay and help finish cleaning up?
No, Justin won't let you near anything Chloe touched anyway.
Well, thanks for everything you did today.
You're the one who saved the day.
Yeah, but you're the one who brought Sophia here.
Well, yes. I just thought she needed to see you in a different part of town. Did she catch her plane?
She decided to postpone her trip.
Oh, congratulations.
Same to you. She told me about the job offer she made to you.
Oh, no, Daniel. It came out of nowhere. I didn't even take her seriously. I could never leave you.
It's a fantastic opportunity.
I'm happy.
Betty. You didn't grow up wanting to be my assistant. You have your own dreams. I would never stand in your way.
William in the Slater's office.
Is she there?
Who may I say is calling?
An old friend from college.
To an old friend from college, which you never went to.
It's Wilhelmina. Why is someone named Pradeep answering your cell phone?
Mark, can I have some privacy, please?
Come on, Willie. We don't have any secrets. Not anymore. We're in this together, right?
I'll call you right back. What do you want, Mark?
Job security, a title, and my own company credit card would be nice.
Wow, he's such a nice guy.
Not at all what I expected.
Oh, he was a little hungover.
Mija, I'm not talking about Daniel. I'm talking about him.
There was a movie star in my house today.
There was two.
So when do we see the pictures?
I guess when they hit the newsstands. I might be able to sneak home a copy, though, if I'm still working there.
Wait a minute, what do you mean if?
Well, I could be working at Mode, or I could be working at another magazine.
Another magazine? You mean there's two magazines that want you?
Yeah, can you believe that?
What did it happen?
I'll get it. But Betty, no news till I get back.
Betty, come on. Just tell us.
He is
going to
be back.
Please,
wait.
Can
I help you? Ignacio Suarez? That's me.
We're with Immigration and Customs Enforcement.
What can I do for you?
You're going to have to come with us, sir.
Why?
Mr. Suarez, you're under arrest.